Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you to those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, and also to those who are listening via cell phone or landline. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, if you'd like to call in and be on the air and give your comments or opinions, please dial 818-301-5847. 1-800-334, and press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Now, those who are already on the not on the air, but those who are already listening by cell phone or landline, you can simply press number 1 on your keypad at any time you're ready to be on the air, and I'll put you on the air thereafter. All right? Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, let's see. Right now, let's get an update here on the weather right here in the ATL. Right now it's 70 degrees and sunshine. We're looking at a high of 85 today, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87, sunshine, low of 62. Friday, sunshine, 92 on Friday, and a low of 67. On Saturday, you're looking at 94 degrees, 72 as the low. So, again, guys, we're pushing right on into summer. And you know that the end of June and then July and August is just blistering hot down here in the Great South in Georgia, right? And that's why so many people flock to the South at this time of year to get a taste of this sunshine. 818-301-5834, excuse me, is the number to our show. Now, today's word of the day is ululate, U-L-U-L-A-T-A. Ululate is a verb, and it means to howl or wail. To howl is like a dog howling, or I think the wolves have howls, or wolves howl. Okay, when they that's a howl, right? A howl or a wail. W-A-I-L, a wail. Do I know what a wail is? A wail is to make a loud, long cry of sadness or pain. Okay, that's a wail. All right, to howl or to wail is ululate. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Now, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say before tonight's game, which is at 8 o'clock, by the way, I'm just apologizing to these Cleveland fans, but the story that I'm seeing now, I saw a post on Facebook. Actually, the game is at 9 o'clock tonight on ABC. But I saw a post on Facebook earlier when I was sending out my show notes. And it was a post sharing the difference between the leadership from Michael Jordan and the leadership from LeBron James. Now, in an interview with Michael Jordan, this was back when he was playing, and he said that, you know, he doesn't consider himself better than anyone else. He doesn't consider himself the best player in the world or anything like that. It's just that he comes to work every day, and he loves the game, and he wants to be the best in the world, but he doesn't consider himself as better than anyone else out on the court. Okay, and then they switched to an interview they were doing with LeBron James, and they asked him, you know, if he could carry the team, yada yada. This was maybe 2 years ago, and he said, "Of course I can. I am the best player in the world." Okay, he said he was the best player in the world. Now, I don't believe that, of course, and I'm sure you don't. And for him to say that is just, I think, arrogant, and, you know, not the way to show leadership. But, you know, people have their own thing. Yeah. Excuse me, yada yada, and that's the way it is, right? But you see there the differences between the two people. Okay, you see the differences there between two people. A leader has humbleness, or is humble, or will be humbled. Turn that into humbleness from then on. So I'm telling you, LeBron fans, is the humbling is coming. And the humbling is coming tonight. Okay? The humbling is coming tonight. And you know, if they go down 3-0 tonight, he's going to be humble. And he's not going to win a championship, because no one in the history of the league, the NBA, has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. And I don't believe he's going to change history this year. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment or give your opinion on today's show. Now, today's episode is entitled, "How Does a Student Get Away with Rape of an Unconscious Woman?" Now, this case goes to show you that if you're an athlete or have money, you can get away with anything that you do, even if it's a high-level felony. And, you know, all I'm saying is this. Just like I say with the police, until the justice system, until the legal system starts to prosecute these folks properly, it's not going to stop. If you believe that you can get away with something, you'll do it. Okay, if you believe you can get away with something, you'll do it. Okay? Now, imagine this. And I know there are people out there who have kids who are listening to the show, who have daughters who are listening to the show, who are daughters of someone listening to the show. And what I'm saying is, I have daughters. I have 2 daughters. Okay? And if, and God forbid this happening, but if my daughter or any one of my daughters was ever put, was ever raped by anyone, any man, they better hope that they get to him before I do. Because if she knows who it is, I'm going looking for his ass. And he better be in hiding. He better be in jail. He better be somewhere that I can't get to him. Because if I do, I'm going to straight blow his balls off. And this young lady, this is my problem with this. This young lady was not even conscious when he raped her. And if people say that makes it better for her. No, it doesn't. And it makes it even worse for him to penetrate an unconscious woman, laid out drunk, and then throw her body, her body. I'm not saying she dead, but put her body behind a dumpster. Treat her like trash. Yeah, she was drunk. Her sister was in town for the weekend, and she only had one night with her, so they went to a party that was close by, and she drank too much liquor. Drinking too much liquor, people do it every day. But that doesn't allow someone else to assault you, whether it's sexually or just physically assault you. That's against the law. And he could have gotten up to 14 years in prison. Now, the prosecutors, the DA's office, was asking for 6 years in prison. He got 6 months in prison. Yeah, I said it. He got 6 months in prison. How does that work? You go from 6 years, which is what the prosecutor's asking, to 6 months. And this girl wrote a letter, and she read the letter. It is so, so disturbing. I don't really see what someone, a guy, gets out of someone being passed out drunk and you saying, ha, I'm fixing to go hit that. Come on, man. That's illegal. That is rape. He raped this woman. And then the father of this guy wrote a letter saying that he don't believe that 20 minutes of rape should tarnish 20 years of this young man's life. I mean, what about her? She didn't rape him. He raped her. I know it's your son, but your son was wrong. You didn't bring him up right, damn it. You brought your son up to be a rapist. He's a rapist. He got to live with this for the rest of his life. Damn right, he should. She's got to live with it for the rest of her life. And she shouldn't have to live with that for the rest of her life. You know, women do not forget a rape. They don't forget it. And a high-profile rape like this will be never forgotten. She'll never forget this. And because this guy just, you know, he actually brutally raped her. You know, they were saying something about, you know, something went inside of her, a foreign object or whatever. Not his sex organ, but something else. That's sick. Now, what if he had put that foreign object in her and it killed her? What would he have gotten then? Twice that sentence? He got a year in jail? Come on, man. I don't understand it. But I do understand it from the judge's point of view, because if they check the judge's bank account, somebody's gotten paid off. Somebody got their palms greased, so to speak. Somebody's is in good hands today. Somebody got their palms greased. Both these, the man, the victim, the perpetrator and the victim are white. And, you know, I believe that he got such a despicable amount of time that had his race had a whole lot to do with it. And then, of course, money. And he's a high-level swimmer at Stanford University, a big school, a big athlete at a big school, a swimmer, 20 years old, gets away with rape, gets only 6 months in prison. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Dial that number, press the number 1, and I'll put you on the air with your comments or your opinion. And again, guys, I'm very sorry that this girl went through this. It should never happen. Excuse me. But again, when you don't have anyone that's any true friends that are with you or around you, and you go to a party and you get in this state of mind, this drunken state of mind, and you don't know what's going on, that's a problem. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what you never know what perpetrator, crime may be committed against you, especially a woman. Women have to be extremely, extremely careful. I'm not saying kind of careful or what have you. I'm saying extremely careful. There are rapists out there. There are people out there who want to take, you know, wants to rape you, wants to take it from you. And they will. Given the right conditions that they feel are perfect for it, they will. This guy thought that she was the perfect candidate for him to rape that night. And he did. He did it because she had gotten drunk and passed out, unconscious. Imagine. I know you can't, but imagine. a guy being on top inside of a woman, and she's passed out unconscious. Yeah, she's passed out unconscious. She doesn't know what's going on. He opened her legs and pull her panties down and pull her dress up over her head and do whatever he wants. And then she wakes up. She's on a gurney in the hospital. A pine straw all in her head. She says she couldn't feel herself from her waist down. She was all banged up and bruised and scarred, scraped up. I mean, that is such a horrible thing for a woman to go through. And it should never, ever happen. Never. And when it does, just like the police that kill these innocent people, they should be put in jail for a very, very long time. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for you today. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Great Wednesday. It's hump day. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See you.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity. Take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.